भागवत महापुराणम की गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदन्त स्वामीति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे वंशाकल्पतरोभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यमेव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। चिरादत्त निजगुप्तवित्तं स्वप्रेम नामामृतमत्युदार आपामरज विततार गौर कृष्ण जनेभ्यो तमहं प्रपद्ये। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेशो गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमास्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। मदेक बंधु मत्संगीन मद्गुरो मन्महाधन मन्निस्तारक मद्भाग्य मदानंद नमास्तुते। असाधु साधुतादाये अतिनीचचतारक हानमंच कदाचिन् प्रेम्णारित्कंठयस्पुरः। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्ण कंटिन्यूइंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 11 टुडे विल कंप्लीट Canto 10, Chapter 11, text number 4 to 6. Today also we have got 3 verses to cover. So, we'll chant the verse together. बाला उचुरने नेति तिर्जगतम लोखलम विकर्षता मध्यगेन पुरुषावप्यचक्ष्महि टेक्स्ट नंबर 5 न ते तदुक्तं जगृह न घटे ते तस्य तत् बालस्योत्पाटनं तर्बुः केचित् संदिग्धचेतसः 6 उलूखलं विकर्षन्तं दाम्ना बद्धं स्वमात्मजं विलोक्यानन्दप्रहसाद् बदनो विमुमोचः बाला उचुरने नेति तिर्जगतमुलोखलम् विकर्षता मध्यगेन पुरुषावप्यचक्ष्महि काइंडली रिपीट बाला उचुरने नेति तिर्जगतम लोखलम translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Text number 4. Balaha. All the other boys. Uchuhu said, Anena, by him, Krishna, iti, thus, tiryak, crosswise, gatam, which had become, ulukhalam, the wooden mortar, Vikarsata by Krishna, who was dragging Madhyagena, going between the two trees, Purushau, two beautiful persons, Api also, Achakshmahi, we have seen with our own eyes. Translation. Then all the cowherd boys said, it is Krishna who has done this. When he was in between the two trees, the mortar fell crosswise. Krishna dragged the mortar and the two trees fell down. After that, two beautiful men came out of the trees. We have seen this with our own eyes. Purport. Krishna's playmates wanted to inform Krishna's father of the exact situation by explaining that not only did the trees break, but out of the broken trees came two beautiful men. All these things happened, they said. We have seen them with our own eyes. Text number 5, translation. Because of intense parental affection, the cowherd man, headed by Nanda, could not believe that Krishna could have uprooted the trees in such a wonderful way. Therefore, they could not put their faith in the words of the boys. Some of the men, however, were in doubt, since Krishna was predicted to equal Narayana. They thought it might be that he could have done it. Purport. One view was that it was impossible for a small boy like this to have done such a thing as pulling down the trees. But there were doubts because Krishna had been predicted to equal Narayana. Therefore, the cowherd men were in a dilemma. Text number 6, translation and purport. When Nanda Maharaj saw his own son bound with ropes to the wooden mortar and dragging it, he smiled and released Krishna from his bonds. Purport. Nanda Maharaj was surprised that Jasoda, Krishna's mother, could have bound her beloved child in such a way. Krishna was exchanging love with her. How then could she have been so cruel as to bind him to the wooden mortar? Nanda Maharaj understood this exchange of love and therefore he smiled and released Krishna. In other words, as Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, binds a living entity in fruitive activities, he binds Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj in parental affection. This is his pastime. So yesterday we were hearing when all the gopas headed by Nanda Maharaj who were at Govardhan Hill heard the terrible sound of the two trees falling down to the ground, they all rushed to the spot. And when they came, they were bewildered. They were not able to identify what is the cause of these two trees, falling down to the ground. So at that time, they just were wondering, and immediately the boys who were there, the playmates of Krishna, and they started speaking. If you try to understand the situation, just before we continue with this boy started speaking, Mother Yashoda, she tied her baby Krishna with a rope, and Krishna could not untie. She did not tie Krishna's hand. But Krishna did not dare to open the love tie of his mother. So, and when Krishna was bound by the rope, Krishna's playmates, they gathered together. They also came near him. You know, children are children. So, they were, thinking, okay, well, now Krishna is bound. Let us, at least accompany him. Let us play with him. And they all started joining with Krishna, enjoying this pastime. And what did they do? The Acharya, they explained that Krishna started crawling and he was pulling the mortar. His ankle bell was twinkling. And the babies who were surrounded, they were very happy to hear the tinkling sound of the bell. And they started clapping. Hey, hey, Hare Krishna. They were very happy to see baby Krishna in this situation. And they did not open the tie. And they saw everything what had happened. So, they saw. What did they see? That's why, even though these gopas, they didn't ask the babies. Even in the conventional world, we have seen sometimes the babies are playing in a place, all of a sudden something very wonderful thing happens or very strange thing happens. Then the elderly members in the family, they come near the babies, and at that time, without even asking the baby, they start speaking. Because they feel very much excited to say something to their parents. So when all these elderly gopas, headed by Nanda Maharaj, they were thus bewildered, the playmates of Krishna, they started speaking, pointing their finger at Krishna. They say, hey, it is Krishna who has done this. So they are saying, it is Krishna who has done this. What? Keep quiet. What do you know? A small boy? How can he approach this big tree? What did you see? No. We have seen many other things. Not only we have seen that he has uprooted this tree. Oh, what did you see? Sometimes elderly people also, they take pleasure in listening to the kids. So then they started speaking, "Oh, we have seen when Krishna, he was dragging this mortar and he passed through the narrow passage between these two trees, the mortar fell crosswise. And Krishna still wanted to move forward. And he now pulled again. As he pulled the mortar, the tree fell down. I stopped speaking. No, there is more to say. What did you see? Oh, after that, soon after these two trees fell down to the ground, we have seen two very beautiful personalities, they appeared from the trees. And they approached Krishna and they were speaking something. We could not understand what they were speaking. Oh, they were saying something. Oh yes, then Krishna was also responding, waving his hand. He was also saying something to them. And it continued for some time. And after that, these two personalities, they started circumambulating Krishna again and again, and they were offering obeisances to him again and again, and they left towards north. This is what we have seen. So this is what Krishna is. Krishna has knocked down these trees. So this is the story they have narrated. And after that, nāte taduktam jagruhu. Even though the children who had witnessed the entire pastime explained everything in detail, still, because of intense parental affection, the cowherd man, headed by Nanda, could not believe that Krishna could have uprooted the trees in such a wonderful way. This is a very interesting point. In this connection, Prabhupada is saying that because of intense parental affection, attachment to Krishna is divided into two categories. One is called Aisharya Mishrita Rati and Kevalarati. Rati means attachment. So attachment with awe and reverence is called Aisharya Mishrita Rati. That is one type. And the second type is Kevalarati. Pure attachment without awe and reverence. And both these type of attachments are seen in the devotees of the Lord. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is explained that Gokule Kevalarati Aisharja Jnanhin Puridvaye Vaikunthadya Aisharja Praveen. Now we explain the attachment to Krishna is divided into two categories. Now we need to understand who are the devotees that manifest such kind of attachment to Krishna. Where do they reside? So here it is explained, Gokule Kevalarati. Kevalarati, unalloyed, pure attachment, love for Krishna is seen in Gokul. That is Aishwarya Gyanhin, that is devoid of the knowledge about Krishna's opulence. And Puridvaye Vaikunthadye. Puridvaye means Mathurapuri and Dwarakapuri. Aisharya Praveen, the predominance is there for the opulence in these two places and also in Vaikuntha. That's why Aisharya ऐश्वर्य ज्ञान प्राधान्य संकुचित रति, ऐश्वर्य ज्ञान प्राधान्य संकुचित रति. When the attachment is predominated by awe and reverence, then the attachment to Krishna or the love for Krishna is curtailed, is crippled, sankuchita. When the knowledge of opulence is predominating over the love, love is predominated by aisharya jnana. At that time, the attachment is crippled. So if you say, then how is it possible? Is there any reference that when the love is predominated by aisharya jnana, the awe and reverence, at that time the attachment, the rati, is crippled? Yes, we can see some example. Like Vasudev and Devaki, they were in the prison house of Amsa. And after Krishna killed Kamsa, he came to release his parents. When he entered prison house, upon seeing his parents, Vasudev and Devaki, Krishna started offering prayer to his parents. Even though Krishna was offering prayer, but Vasudev and Devaki, they understood this boy is nothing but the Supreme Lord. Mane bhai haila. So they were out of awe and reverence, they were fearful, and they were reminding, they are remembering, when Krishna appeared in the prison house, he appeared at that time in form, Vishnu. Even though he is our son, but he is actually God. So you can see, in this past time, the parental affection of Vasudev and Devaki is crippled, is sankuchita. Similarly, if you see the Sakya Prem in Arjuna was also curtailed. When in battlefield of Kurukshetra, the conversation started between Krishna and Arjuna, then it came to a point when Arjuna wanted to see universal form of Krishna. And upon Arjuna's request, Krishna manifested this form. Upon seeing this huge form, universal form of Krishna, Arjuna was repenting about his impudent behavior to Krishna. He is saying, Sakheti matva prasabham jaduktam, He Krishna, He Jadava, He Sakheti, Ajanata mahimanam tavedam, Maya pramadat pranayena vapi, Sakheti matva prasabham jaduktam, thinking you as my friend. I was addressing you, I have addressed you, O Krishna, Jadava, Sakhe, you are Krishna, you are Jadava, you are my friend. Oh, what's wrong in that? Oh, you see why Arjuna is thinking like this? Now, his Sakya Prem is crippled, Sankuchita. He is saying, I was thinking, you are my friend. Oh, you are Krishna. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he explains very nice mood behind. He says, Arjuna is saying, when he is saying, I was addressing you, Krishna, I meant to say, you son of Vasudev. Vasudev is Ardharathi, even unqualified to become an Ardharathi. Ardharathi is one who cannot even fight with one soldier. And you are son of such a person. Son of Vasudev, Krishna, you are famous like that. That means Arjuna was criticizing Krishna. And Yadava, oh, you belong to Yadu dynasty, who can't even rule the kingdom. But I belong to Puru dynasty, and we are ruling, we are rulers. So I am superior to you. And I have accepted you as my friend, not because of you having a high parentage, not that your father was a very influential person, that is why I have accepted you. No, I have accepted you as my friend. I was criticizing you because of my impudent behavior. Now I have realized you are the Supreme Lord. Jachavahasartha sakritosi viharasayasana bhojanadishu bhojanesu. He is saying that I have dishonored you in many ways. How? Vihara, while relaxing, I would joke with you. Sayya, while lying on the same bed, I would joke with you. And while sitting and eating together, I would sometimes joke with you. What did you say? He's saying, asatkritosi. Arjuna is saying, actually sometimes I taunt you. I would say, oh, you are very truthful. You are very simple. And you are free from deceit. Here, this is called bakrokti. Bakrokti means they speak in a way where it means, it carries a different meaning. When Arjuna is saying, you are free from deceit, means actually he is saying, you are deceitful. And when he is saying that you are very simple, that means he is very crooked. And when he says you are truthful, that means Krishna never tells truth. So this is how he would asat kritosi. He would address Krishna in this way. And he is saying, ekathavapya chutatat samaksham. Sometimes you are alone and sometimes you are with other friends, and I have addressed you like this. Tatkshame tvam aham aprameyam. Please excuse me. Please pardon me. Arjuna is begging pardon from Krishna. Now you can see, if Krishna's, Arjuna as a Sakhya Prem did not reduce, then why did he speak like this? That means at that time Arjuna's love for Krishna was curtailed by the predominant effect of the opulent manifestation of Krishna. So Aisarya Mishrita Prem, sometimes it is curtailed. But kevalar suddha prem aisharja na jane, aisharja dekhile o nijo sambandha se mane. Kevalar suddha prem, the pure and unalloyed loving devotion to Krishna is never curtailed, is never crippled. Even though the devotees who are in pure and unalloyed love, even if they see the opulence of Krishna, still they will maintain their relationship with Krishna. They know, Krishna is my friend. Krishna is my lover. The pastime have been cited that one time Krishna was playing with Sridham, Bhadrasen and other playmates. That is the famous pastime when Balram was carried by Pralambasur and Balram killed Pralambasur. So this pastime happened near Bhandirbhat in Vrindavan. So all these cowherd boys, they came together near Bhandirbhat and they were playing. When they were playing, Ubaha Krishna Bhagavan Siddhamanam Parajita Vrishabhadra Senastu Pralamba Rohini Suta. Bhagavatam says, in the play there was a contract between the parties. Whoever is going to be defeated, they have to carry the other party, the victorious party, on their shoulder. So, on that day, Krishna's party was defeated. So, when Krishna's party got defeated, then now it is their turn to carry the victorious party on their shoulder. So, that is what has been said, that Ubaha Krishna Bhagavan Siddhamanam Parajita. Being defeated in the game, Krishna carried Sudama on his shoulder. And Vrishabha Bhadrasenastu. Bhadrasen carried Vrishabha. And Pralamba carried Balram on their shoulder. Now you can imagine in this situation, if Krishna says, "Oh, I am son of Nanda Maharaj, I am not going to carry you on the shoulder," then what do the boys will say? "Okay, you go. We will not allow you to play with us." Even though these playmates, they have seen the opulence of Krishna killing so many demons before, but their attachment to Krishna in pure unalloyed platform was not curtailed. On the other hand, again you can see the sweet loving relationship between Rukmini and Krishna. What happened? Krishna jadi Rukmini re kaila parihas, Krishna chadi vyanjani Rukminir hailo tras. Rukmini was shocked when he heard parihasa, joking from Krishna. One day in Dwaraka, Krishna wanted to joke with Rukmini. So both of them were sitting together and Krishna started speaking. He said, "Rukmini, you made a big mistake in your life. First of all, you should understand you are the daughter of a king and you married me. I am not a king. And being afraid of all these kings, I am residing in the midst of the ocean. Now you can imagine what kind of person I am. And on top of this, you know, I don't have any attachment to family, home, or for children. I am self-satisfied. So in this connection, I recommend you, you better find another king." When Krishna started speaking like this, Rukmini, she fell to the ground. And she became so thin, the bangles from her hand dropped onto the ground, her hair loosened. Because Rukmini took Krishna's words very seriously. Why? Rukmini knew Krishna is supreme and he is my husband. Now, he will leave me. So you can see the sweet love of Rukmini towards Krishna was crippled in this incident. So the Aishwarya Jnana Prema, the love which is mixed with the knowledge about the opulence of the Absolute, can hamper their attachment to Krishna. But when somebody is in Vrindavan pastime, in Vrindavan, it never happens. Even though they see the opulence, but still they will maintain their relationship. Mother Yashoda, he saw this universal form inside Krishna's mouth. But she was not influenced. She took Krishna as a baby. Even in this Damodar pastime, Babandha Prakrita Jatha, Yashoda, she tied Krishna thinking him as an ordinary child. Who is Krishna? Adhokshaj. He is Adhokshaj, Vishnu. Vishnu means all pervading. Who can tie Adhokshaj Vishnu? But Mother Yashoda could do it. So her love was not curtailed upon seeing the opulence. So here, in this particular pastime, Mother Yashoda had tired baby Krishna out of parental affection. So who could untie it? Only Nanda Baba. That's how you can see in the next verse it is said, when Nanda Maharaj saw his son, own son, bound with ropes to the wooden mortar and dragging it, he smiled and released Krishna from his bonds. Actually, when Nanda Maharaj came to this spot and he saw Krishna being tied, that different kind of exchanges explained by the Acharyas between Nanda Maharaj and Krishna. One way they say, when Nanda Maharaj approached, first of all, he was not able to see Krishna because it was a huge tree and the leaves were covering baby Krishna. So he was not able to see clearly. And then the boys, they pointed, hey, see, Krishna is there. And when Nanda Baba saw Krishna, Krishna was actually, afraid. Oh, maybe, mother, I actually broke this churning pot, and that's why mother tied me to the rope. Maybe father is going to chastise me again. And baby was a little bit kind of afraid of Nanda Maharaj. And Nanda Maharaj understood, my baby, he is being afraid. So he came near the baby with a big smile in his face, because he didn't want to let Krishna down. And he took Krishna on his lap, and he's holding baby Krishna with his right hand, and through his left hand he untied Krishna. And Krishna started laughing. And some other says, when Krishna saw Nanda Maharaj coming, he started smiling. Oh, now father has come. He is going to untie me. Very happy. And they are saying, at that time Krishna had just very small, tiny teeth. And when Krishna started speaking, his tiny teeth was very much visible. And by seeing this beautiful smiling face of Krishna,
Nanda Maharaj was also very much jubilant. He started speaking, "Oh, my dear baby, come, come, come. I'll chastise your mother. Why did she dare to do this to you?" So Nanda Baba, he was very much attached to Krishna, and out of his deep parental affection, took baby Krishna on his lap, and then he untied the baby while smiling. Prabhupada writes very nicely. He says, Nanda Maharaj was surprised that Yashoda, Krishna's mother, could have bound her beloved child in such a way. Krishna was exchanging love with her. How then could she have been so cruel as to bind him to the wooden mortar? Nanda Maharaj understood this exchange of love, and therefore he smiled and released Krishna. In other words, as Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, binds a living entity, in fruitive activities he binds Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj in parental affection. This is his pastime. That means Krishna can accept bond from his devotee. At the same time, he can also bind his devotees. But for the fruitive workers, he will never be bound by them. He will bind them in the tie of fruitive activities with their desires. So in that way, Krishna is manifesting such beautiful pastime loving exchange with his dear devotees in Vrindavan, and he is giving the opportunity for us, the conditioned souls, to read again and again this beautiful pastime of Krishna. And as we read it again and again, we meditate and we try to narrate the same to the other devotees, then one day, by Krishna's sweet will, we may get the opportunity to come near Krishna to have such kind of loving exchanges with Krishna. So this is Krishna's bhakta-vatsal quality. He is leaving this opportunity for us. So I hope the devotees will enjoy reading these pastimes and take the full benefit of these leelas. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, online questions. Thank you for Prabhu's excellent lecture. Krishna's childhood pastime is so sweet, and Nanda Baba doesn't believe his own child can uproot the tree. And Mother Yashoda saw Krishna's universal form in Krishna's mouth, and then she fainted. My question is, do we have an opportunity to see or to feel Krishna's manifestation?
To feel Krishna's?
To see or to feel it, to experience Krishna's manifestation. If possible, how Krishna would manifest himself to us? Or maybe even we can see and we still don't believe, from Sitala Devi Dasi.
Okay. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, as a devotee, we should not try to see Krishna. Rather, we should act in such a way that Krishna would like to see us. Very important point. That's why, you know, if you see how Prabhupada has established this International Society for Krishna Consciousness, is actually, you know, fulfilling this goal. Because we are not a Sahajiya movement. Sahajiya, they read these pastimes and they try to kind of, you know, meditate and imitate to become Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Mata, and they externally, you know, show some kind of, you know, behavior claiming to the people, oh, I am in such and such state, I can talk to Krishna, I can have such kind of loving experiences, exchanges with Krishna. That is Sahajiya tendency. Without being qualified, when you are just simply trying to come to this topmost platform, which is the position of the Nitya Siddhas, the Brajaparikar, then you will have this Sahajiya tendency. You will never be able to see Krishna in your life. What is the meaning of seeing Krishna? Let us say this. This can be narrated in two different ways. One way is, yes, you can directly see Krishna face to face, just like you go to the temple, you see Krishna. Krishna is standing there. Gopovesha venukara navakishora natavar narulilar hoy anurup. Devotees, they understand. Gopovesha venukara. Krishna, who is dressed like a cowherd boy, having a flute in his hand. Oh, that is his form. That is Vrindavan Krishna. That is our object of worship, our object of love. You go there, you see him. Because you have faith on Krishna, on the words of the acharyas, on the scripture, the way, you know, they explain Krishna is being worshipped in the temple. So one way you see him. But somebody may ask, yes, I see him, but I am not able to experience the sweet exchange with the deity form. Yes, this is true, this is fact. Unless you are in such a highly elevated platform, deity is not going to talk to you. You have not manifested that love for him, as he did for, this Vipra, right? This Brahmana from nearby, they went to Vrindavan, no? They went to Vrindavan and the Sakshi Gopal came to witness. And he was talking, no? If you can talk, you can walk. The Brahmana, he told to the deity, and deity started walking. Okay, that's a very different kind of, you know, mood and very high-class platform. But I don't have that kind of, you know, position. I have not attained that position yet. And how can I experience any exchange with the Supreme Lord? As a sadhaka, in the sadhana bhakti platform, you may not be able to see Krishna or have that kind of, you know, thrilled experience, loving exchanges with Krishna, because you have not come to the platform of Raganuga Bhakti. But at the stage of sadhana platform, the way for us is, we know this is a foolproof process given by our acharyas. Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, all starting from all these Goswamis and to Prabhupada, they all have worked on this process. And they all have achieved perfection. Even though I am not able to experience that kind of exchanges with my worshipful Lord Krishna at this sadhana platform, but if I am truthful to the process which has been given by the acharyas, which is a foolproof process, working upon which many acharyas in the past have attained this perfection, definitely if I am truthful, I work on the process, I'll get the opportunity. Oh, you see, when the devotee is having this kind of mood and he is wholeheartedly, the devotee is wholeheartedly engaged in serving Krishna, whatever service has been given to him by his spiritual master, he is doing it wholeheartedly. Krishna is watching his sincerity. Even though he is not able to see Krishna or have personal exchanges with Krishna, still in the stage of execution of this kind of sadhana bhakti with full confirmed faith, he will have some sort of experience some kind of joy in his heart while performing sadhana bhakti. Our goal is not to go and see Krishna, talk to Krishna. What the Brajavasis are thinking? You see, Nanda Maharaj, he saw Krishna personally. What is the behavior? He is thinking, oh, Krishna is supreme, he is my son. He is just not, he is my son. Sambandha, their relationship is more important. In devotees who are, and they, Nitya Siddha Parikar of the Supreme Lord, they are very much thinking about their relationship with Krishna. That's it. Ragatmika Bhakta. That is the raga they have. If somehow or other we can develop that raga, that in the initiation day I have been given the name of Mr. So and So Das or Dasi, means servant, that is your sambandha. Have you understood your relationship? Sambandha Gyan? What is prominent in Golok Vrindavan? Sambandha is prominent. Sambandha dekhile, aishwarya dekhile o nijo sambandha se mane. You may be seeing so many things in this world, but you will never get affected if your relationship, your sambandha is formed. In sadhana platform we know, my sambandha is dasa, I am his servant. Are you convinced? To the degree you are convinced and committed to your service, to that degree you can experience the joy of Krishna consciousness, even in the stage of sadhana platform. But you need to have that faith, as I said. Oh, this sadhana bhakti is given by Srila Rupa Goswami. We are Rupanugas. Who is Rupa Goswami? Rupa Manjari. That's why Bhakti Siddhanta said, Sirupa Manjari Pada Seimara Sampada Seimara Bhajana Pujan. So we are Rupanugas. So you follow. The process has been given by Rupa Goswami. You have full faith. And you kind of, continue. Prabhupada says, work now, samadhi later. You carry on your sadhana bhakti with full faith and confidence. Samadhi will come. Samadhi will definitely come. It's guaranteed. There is no doubt about it. We should not prematurely attempt to, see or prematurely attempt to experience those kind of joy. Why are you rushing so much? You know Krishna is supreme. That's for sure, right? And you are already, in his service. That's also there. Why are you rushing? Whether you experience or don't experience, what makes it difference to you? There is no difference, right? When you know he is supreme, or you talk to him, you're going to do the service to him. Now you are doing the same thing. Okay, whenever he wants, he will reveal himself to me. And he will kind of, help me experience those kind of joy. That is his prerogative. I will continue his service, as have been given to me by my guru. My Guru Maharaj asked me to do this for Krishna. We have seen many sincere devotees in our society, right? They are so much, dedicated to their guru's instructions, so nicely serving. Yes, but speak through the mic.
Yeah. Hare Krishna. You're saying that we shouldn't want to see Krishna. We shouldn't want to see Krishna. But what about at the time of leaving the body? Prabhupada said, that constitutes the highest perfection if you can remember Krishna's form at the time of leaving your body. So if I'm leaving my body and I shouldn't remember Krishna because
good.
It's sahajiya.
No. Okay, good. Very good point. That's what I have been explained in Srimad Bhagavad Gita.
अंतकाले चमाम एव स्मरण मुक्त्वा कलेवरम ज प्रयाति स मद्भावम जाति. बिफोर आई एक्सप्लेन दिस, व्हेन आई सेड वी शुड नॉट डिजायर टू से कृष्ण मीन्स व्हाइल इन द साधना प्लेटफॉर्म वी आर परफॉर्मिंग साधना भक्ति एज अ साधक prematurely you should not just desire to see Krishna like that. That is sahajya tendency. But as you said correctly, at the time of leaving the body, if Krishna comes, we should not just see. That's why it is said in this verse, antakale chamameva smaran muktva kalevaram ja prayati. Who can actually see Krishna? Who can remember Krishna at the time of leaving his body? Antima smriti purva smriti eva. If somebody throughout his entire life spending his time in doing service for Krishna, thinking about Krishna, of course, in a very advanced stage, they will be thinking of Krishna in a particular relationship. Definitely Krishna is going to, you know, reveal himself to them at the time of, because that has been their sadhana practice. And that is what it is kind of, you know, the moksha. The ultimate goal. And in other words, also in other places also have been said that if a devotee who have been sincerely executing his devotional service throughout his life and at the time of leaving his body, he is not able to remember Krishna, but Krishna will make some arrangement that he can remember, or Krishna will personally come to appear before him. Definitely that is a very, very desirable, you know, time, or you can say desirable goal for the devotees. That's why in Bengali they say, you know, sadhan kara bhajan kara marte janle hai. Whether you do your sadhan bhajan, how you do, you should know the art of leaving your body. That means at that time you may be thinking I will see Krishna at that time. For that, how you should come to that platform, that is the preparation a sadhaka should take while executing sadhana bhakti. That was my point. But even now, for example, now I am a sadhaka and I have nothing, no attachment, no prema, no attachment. And in this stage, I desire, oh, when can I talk to Krishna? When can I have that kind of an exchanges? When can I see him in person? Oh, this is foolishness. No, I should not meditate on such kind of desires even now. I should simply carry out my service wholeheartedly. This is my understanding in this sadhaka body. And then being dependent on Guru and Krishna. Yeah, he has said, Acharya have said, you know, antima smriti, smriti, purva smriti eva. If I can cultivate my memory while serving Krishna to become, remain attached to him, why should I desire to see him? Why can't I meditate on, as I said, Gopavesa Venu Kishore, Gopavesa Venu Kara Nava Kishore Natabara Narlilar Hoy Anurup. That in a beautiful form of Krishna should be the object of our meditation. Through our service, but not prematurely. Then that will lead to sahaja tendency. Like in Raganuga Bhakti platform, you know, yeah, while explaining Raganuga Bhakti, Prabhupada very clearly explains that no, you should not imitate to become Mother Yashoda or Nanda Maharaj. No, that is Mayavad. I say our process is very, very scientific. And it is foolproof because our acharyas, they have worked on this path. We should have full faith on this process. That's it. And execute. Then at the end, yes, Krishna will definitely come and meet us. That's good. Krishna will choose one day to come to his sincere devotees.
Hare Krishna. Nayananda Babaji Maharaj, he used to be the pujari there in Gorgododa temple in Champahati, and he came here to leave his body here. So the devotees were asking him one time, what's going to happen at the time of leaving the body? What are you going to be thinking of? He said, oh, bad. He said, that's up to Guru.
I'm
leaving everything up to Guru. That's up to Guru.
That's up to Guru. Yeah, Guru is external manifestation of Krishna. That's up to the Guru. Krishna can desire, Guru can desire, whatever they decide, that's it. Yes. Why should I prematurely decide to jump into that kind of position when I'm not qualified? See, this should be spontaneous. The attachment should be spontaneous, no? Not that I read something in Bhagavatam or I hear from somebody, some senior devotee, then I just try to imitate that. That is not our way. And especially in this time, at this age of Kali, when our mindset is so much degraded.
Junior person would go to see the senior person. It's their duty to go to see them.
Yeah.
But this idea that, wait, you know, just do yourself and they will come to see you, you know, that's not like how it is in the material world. In the material world, it's the other way, right?
Yeah.
You go to see the senior person.
Yeah.
If you don't go to see them, say, why don't you come to see me?
Good.
And you say, oh, I'm waiting for you to come. Well, I have to come and see you.
Good.
So the Lord has to become the servant of the devotee.
Okay, Maharaj. Thank you for sharing this nice, feeling. Yes. See, that's why in Krishna consciousness, the depth of realization can sometimes contradict with one another. That, yes, what you said in one way is also correct, and also the devotee who is thinking that he will come and see, he is not thinking in the way that, oh, Krishna is my servant at the time of leaving the body, he will come and see. He is also dependent on Krishna's mercy. In that way, there is no contradiction. Both these devotees, who is thinking that I can go to see Krishna, he is not thinking that by the strength of my sadhana, by the strength of my physique, I can go and achieve Krishna, I can see Krishna. No, he knows this. And he is also desiring. Ainanda tanuja kinkaram patitam mam visame bhavam budau. Mahaprabhu is praying this. He is desiring. Kripayatva pada pankajasthita dhuli sadrisam vichintaya. He is desiring what? His kripa, his mercy. In both the situation, the internal mood is they are dependent on achieving the mercy of the Lord. Without receiving the mercy of the Lord, or you can even say spiritual master in this connection also, without being favored by their mercy, there is no way out. So in both the situations, they are not being impudent. In the other case, like when he is thinking, oh, I will go and see Krishna, or other devotee is thinking, Krishna will come and see me. That is not the sign of their impudent behavior, as you see, become manifest in the materialistic people. A devotee, he has developed that mood, he has been cultivating, he is groomed to that mood of utter surrender, and he is dependent on receiving the mercy. Without mercy, we cannot achieve any success in our Krishna consciousness. That mercy factor is very much deep-rooted in such devotees. That's why he may be thinking that I will go to see Krishna, or he is thinking, oh, Krishna may come. But factor is one, mercy. They are dependent on mercy. They never think like a materialistic person, with their own strength we can achieve Krishna. We never think like that. In fact, this is not our process. Krishna is not just a demigod. You can just do something, even perform some ritualistic ceremony, he will come and bless you something. Krishna is not like that.
Krishna is not so cheap.
Hare Krishna, thank you for your excellent answer. I want to add a little background. Because last night we were having Chaitanya Leela class with His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj. And with His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj. At the end of his class, he mentioned, today the chapter is talking about the pastimes performed by Lord Gauranga in Sri Advaita Gosai's house. And whoever listened to this pastime, he would be blessed to personally participate in this same pastimes in the future.
Yeah.
So I guess that is the background of this devotee asking the question. So maybe you can give some comment on how by listening to these pastimes, either Gaura Leela or Krishna Leela, and then we would be blessed. We would be certainly become the followers of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and personally participate in the same pastimes in the future.
Good. Excellent. Okay. Very good. Nice mood. Thank you, Mataji. You see, one example can be given. Akarsa sannidho lavha prabhritya disyate disyate jatha. A magnet is there and piece of iron is there. When the iron, piece of iron come near the range of magnet, when the iron is acting according to its property, is being drawn by the magnet. What does it mean by iron is acting according to its property? Means iron is not a rust iron. It's a pure iron. Coming near the range is getting attracted. You, the conditioned soul, is just like a piece of iron, and Krishna's pastime, which is non-different from Krishna, is like that of a very strong magnet. What you should do? Yes, you should hear about these pastimes again and again and again and again. If by now you have developed some sort of, I would say, true attraction for any of these pastimes narrated in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. I am repeating again. If you have attained true love, attachment to a particular pastime which have been narrated in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, listen to this pastime again and again and again and again. Continue, continuously. That will reveal you, Krishna. Of course, you can hear from your guru also. Same thing. When you hear from your guru, your faith is kind of now being stronger and your attachment, your cultivation is becoming, you know, solidified. Even though you are moving in the world, you can just only see, meditate on the same thing, not affected by any of the external things. That kind of, you know, intense sadhana practice. Continue. Because already you have developed, oh, this is a nice pastime, I like it, read it. Meditate on it. What is that? Shravanam, then mananam, niridhyasanam. Gradual process will continue. So that is for the, you know, high class devotee who have developed some sort of taste for a particular pastime. Yes, they can. There are many devotees that they meditate like this. Thank you. Like Maharaj said yesterday, what does it mean? Even in, like, you know, if you see different episodes in Bhagavatam, all these pastimes at the end, that's called phalasruti. If you hear to this, then you will gain this. Is this imaginary? This is not imaginary. This is science. That means already you have developed some sort of love, some attraction is created. You sincerely desire that, you sincerely feel from the core of your heart. And you are kind of committed to that practice. Not just external practice. Because this is how we should attend, that's why you hear and then you start practicing. No, it should be truth. It should be truthfully followed. It's not a question of marketing or publicizing what you are doing or what platform you are in. No. As Parasmriti says, if you do this and you have developed the attachment, just continue, carry on with the path. Samadhi is guaranteed. Thank you. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki, Samabeta Bhaktavrinda ki, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hare Hare Bol, Hare Bol. Hare Krishna.